Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it. What's up, you guys? We're back in the studio again. It's after Christmas, but...
Did you have a good Christmas?
Did you have a good Christmas?
I don't know.
We were together. Adam wasn't there. He has like a fucking grotto at his house full of elves. A lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
Yeah, a lot of kids. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was pretty good.
Yeah? What'd you get up to?
It was full. I had my parents were here, which was pretty sweet.
That's nice.
And everyone was over. A lot of home-cooked meals.
Did they get to meet the babies beforehand, or is it the first time?
No, first time.
Aww.
We also need to bring your parents on the show.
We do. Don't let Joey interview him, though.
No, definitely not. I don't trust him.
He'll try to bring him to his side.
I expect if Adam's parents, they'll be Team Joey by the end of the day. If Adam's parents show up and they're all wearing blue Patagonia jackets and Oriole hats, I would be complete.
Yeah. Everyone had a great Christmas, you guys. And we do have, we'll open these at the end of the episode.
What are they?
So we did the Secret Santa, right? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do a little recap of who got who, which you'll find out in the confessionals if you'd watch that episode.
Yeah, watch
before.
The confessionals. By the way, you guys, I do these sign-ins and everybody keeps coming up to me saying that they prefer these episodes where we don't really have a guest and we're just chatting amongst ourselves, as well as the confessionals. They're a big hit. They're a big hit and we love doing them. It's our favorite part of the day. I mean, we have to hang out with each other. We need some joy.
I think you're just such a fan of like The Office and Friends.
I love The Office.
It was an idea that you wanted to bring to the table from the get.
Yeah.
And I just think it also like really highlights our characters.
Although we didn't include the part where you're in the window.
Yeah, there's a couple behind the scenes, but we do have access to that on Patreon.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
If you go to Patreon, you get to see all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So not only you guys do, you get the confessionals in the episodes, but you get to see added bonus clips outside of the confessional. So it's kind of like like The Office style. So you see like a couple of scenes and stuff that is just strictly for Patreon. I was wondering about that. See, I had no idea.
See, I also think like this could kind of, you're saying you're getting a lot of feedback at these signings and people are specifically saying they love the part of the confessionals and you and Adam really wanted to do this confessional idea. But like, imagine this just taking a life of its own and it becomes like its own mini series.
Oh yeah, we can have
the
podcast, not the episode, not The Office.
It might.
I think it could.
It might.
It's like, I love doing them. They're so fun and we love, you know, creating storylines, although I don't think it's a storyline with these two. So we were in the confessional, if you watched it, we had a little cup, we had the names in it, all that kind of fun stuff. And then we pick out and that's the person we have to get a gift for. I got myself.
Lucky you.
Raquel got Heather.
Heather
got Raquel. And of course, Joey got Adam and Adam got Joey. I will say, I know what your gift is and it's great. And Raquel knows what you got, Adam, and it's great. Okay, so stay tuned till the end of the episode, you guys, because we're going to be opening them up.
End of the episode?
Oh, yeah. You have to wait.
That's a great
man. Yeah, wait until the end of the episode, you guys, and you'll see exactly, especially what these guys got for each other.
I feel like a kid on Christmas morning right now because I'm so excited for Joey to...
Heather was so excited she left.
Yeah. She's out of there. Heather didn't come back.
She's out of there.
I don't know if she understood what you meant when you said Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
She doesn't speak a lot of English.
To you.
But to me. But you know, she's great at her job and I love her being around, but she does stick around a lot. When I tell her she can go home, she came sick the other day. I was like, you don't have to be here. And she was just
oh my God, dude. I looked at her and I was like, you should go home. And she's such a soldier.
Yeah.
But she had like a face mask on and she was, I've never seen anybody do this because I wouldn't do this. I would have just stepped outside. And she's just watching the podcast, just sneezing in her mask.
Oh,
like the whole time. And I'm like, wow, what a soldier. None of us got sick.
No, none of us got sick because she was smart with it. But I was like, you don't have to come to work. It's okay.
She's not complaining at
all.
But
she was like, you know, in Spanish, she said that she missed us and she just wanted to be around. And I was like, that's so sweet. But I was like, you need bed rest.
Poor Heather.
I will say, strep throat.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry about
that. There is something going around where people are getting like strep throat. Mm-hmm. And they said it was like another form of COVID. But that's also, you have no idea if that's accurate or not.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Maybe I didn't get it from Is Joey that time coughing of year? On my water.
Maybe you got Thought it was. When you went on holiday.
When I went on holiday?
Yeah. Didn't you just go on holiday?
I did, but that was before.
Oh,
I got strep throat way
how it
before.
Works, Joey.
I did go on. I just blame it on my future
you go on
self.
And get it from that. Yeah.
Back to the
Came
future.
Back in time to cough on myself. I did go on holiday. I went to Mexico with Tyler, Shelby, Shelby's parents, their friends. It was like, it was fucking
Tijuana?
Beautiful. No, it was Puerto Vallarta. Mm. Vallarta. I don't know how to pronounce
Puerto
it. But it's
Vallarta.
Fucking. It was beautiful. And I completely went off the grid too. So I wasn't posting on social media. I wasn't texting anybody back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, we noticed.
No surprise.
Yeah.
Can I get your approval? And I was like, cool.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, but I like, you know, sometimes I had a busy year and I've had some ups and downs this year. And I was like, I'm just going to fucking go on vacation. Fuck it. And I just left. And I went for 5 days. Mm-hmm. But before that, I did a signing. I was supposed to leave directly from the signing. And then my flight got canceled. Well, the next day I was supposed to leave. I was up at like 4 a.m, went to the airport. And I was stuck there for hours. And then I had to stay there overnight because the
After
flight
the
got canceled in Midland, Texas to go to Mexico.
Should have just started walking.
Oh, I was so fucking pissed. So I went back to the hotel. They let me have the room for another night, thank gosh. And I like slept until 4 p.m. because I was up so early. I was only on like 30 minutes sleep. And then I was like, okay, let's go back to the airport next day. I didn't sleep at all. I've been having a rough time sleeping, you guys. It's one of those seasonal things probably. But
zero sympathy right now.
Yeah, he's got twins.
Hey, I don't have kids. That's on you, brother.
Yeah. You chose that.
That's
life,
your
buddy.
Fault.
Mm-hmm.
That,
go on,
yeah, exactly.
Go on.
I mean, strap it up or something. You just get the old like snip.
January.
We talked about
You're
it.
You doing
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You're going to do the snip?
I'm going
to
do
gonna
it.
Go to Mexico to get it?
Probably. Tijuana.
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Is that something you do all the time? Like, do you like to end your years with like a nice treat yourself holiday moment?
No, you know this. I never take myself on
She doesn't go on vacation ever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I never go on vacation.
You've done two this year. You went to Hawaii and Mexico.
I know.
Wow.
But I just wanted to treat myself. Mm-hmm. I have not been on holiday until this year.
Your schedule has always been
ever
going.
I think you're like one Pantone shade darker.
You know, it was like overcast a lot of the time. And then the last day we all went to the beach and we were only out there for an hour. I tan really quickly. I'm not saying I'm tanned right now, but when I tan really quickly. I go red and then the next day I'm brown. I don't like, everyone That's thinks fair. I'm burned. Yeah. I'm being serious. Like everyone thinks COVID. I'm like fucking burned. I'm like, no, I can't feel this. And the next day I'm
tanned. And everyone thinks you're Australian.
Everyone also thinks I'm Australian. When I was like at my Payless, we went to, where was it?
Hard Rock
Cafe. And the waitress came and she was like, oh, are you Australian or something? And I was like, no, I'm British. She was like, oh, you look Australian because you're tanned and your accent.
You were glowing.
Yeah.
I was like, I was
I'm
pale.
Yeah.
No, I meant like beacon glowing, like not.
I was like.
You're blinding.
Yeah, exactly. People need sunglasses around me. But I was like, that's fucking weird.
You
were so
this-
tanned. I'm like.
You went through a phase during COVID where you were so bored, you got
tan.
I can.
So
yeah.
Tan.
I got so brown during COVID. Oh, yeah. I was just bored and there was nothing to do. So I was cooking, which I'll ask you guys what you did during COVID, but I was cooking and that's when I was vegan too. So I made a little mini cookbook for myself where I created all these vegan recipes and stuff and it was great. And then I just laid out by the pool.
Sounds pretty awesome.
I was so brown. I was insanely brown. You came over at one point and took some pictures.
Yeah,
remember?
I remember, yeah.
Dude, we should
publish your cookbook.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just about to say.
What?
We should get a bunch of recipes together and like publish a little cookbook.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be so random. People wouldn't expect me to do a cookbook. I don't know how much that,
Why
how
not?
Well,
you know
that
we
would
should
go.
Talk to for advice, Renee?
Oh, she smashed
she
her cookbook.
She has a cookbook.
Yeah, she did.
Incredible.
Yeah, she sent it to me and her box that she sent it in was really cute with all the knickknacks in it. I was
Let's
like,
just
she
change
killed
the
it.
Cover.
Just copy it. Anyway, I do tan very quickly, right? And I went to Hawaii and I knew was like laying on the beach that one day too. And I came back and I was quite tanned. I wasn't super tan, but I was very tan for me. But anyway, what did you guys do during COVID?
Well,
just breed?
Yeah. Before we get into what we did, can you pull up the quote that I texted you?
Yes.
This is important. This is actually one of the best quotes I've
ever
heard.
Which I forgot to put that quote
so
in.
So I don't even know if Bradley Cooper is the one that actually really did say this quote, but this is definitely a great quote to live by. I texted this to Soraya after I texted her maybe 100 times and never got a response from her. Because when she goes on holidays, she doesn't say anything.
Travel and tell no one. Live a true love story and tell no one. Live happily and tell no one. People ruin beautiful things.
That's pretty good.
It is good.
Yeah. So I sent that to her as like clickbait for her to be like, wow, this is beautiful. And then I had her on the hook so I could text her, right?
Nicely.
But getting to not telling people what you're doing, but we saw Wicked too.
I know.
Without her.
Welcome to the club, Soraya. How does it feel to not be invited to
things? The guilt was so bad. I texted her before we got out of our seats. I like couldn't hold it any longer. I'm like, dude,
Don't be mad at me is what
I
said.
I've never cheated on somebody, but that was the closest thing it ever felt to cheating.
He texted me instantly. He was like, don't be mad. And I was just like,
that's how you know.
Don't piss me off.
Yeah.
And I said, this was the birthday party I always wanted.
And more.
And more. Well, because the movie was really good.
But I wasn't there, so it couldn't have been great.
Have you seen it secretly?
No.
Okay.
Joey, I haven't seen it.
Sorry, we can go.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
No spoilers, but like
somehow I don't was think like, she's gonna go with me.
I was like jaw dropped.
Now you get me going with Adam.
I don't have time to go.
Now look what you did. No, we'll go.
There's a new feud.
We'll go without him.
All right.
It was very good.
Oh, Joey, I heard.
You're shocked. Turning heel right now.
Yeah. I heard.
It was incredible.
Anyway. That was like a, obviously there's only been 2 Wickeds out, but we were like.
We talked about it though.
Yeah. Then we were like, his birthday next year is going to be a Wicked party.
Right.
Adam canceled it.
I canceled it. Yeah.
There yeah, you yeah. did.
See, blame Adam. This is all Adam's doing.
I need to show you this voice note from my dad, right? So he just got this new dog. It's a bulldog and he's very excited about it. Her name is Jersey. She's a 4-year-old tricolor bulldog, right? Which is perfect for a British guy. So right. My dad wasn't always a big animal person, but like since he's got a little bit older, he's just like, he loves this dog. Anyway, he was like, oh, the dog's here, sweetheart. Right. So listen to this fucking voice note though.
Hold it up. So I'm like,
it just sounds like a cartoon. Like, oh, this dog's great. And then it just goes fucking unhinged. Hang on.
And I'm saying, now we got the bulldog. It's lovely. It really is a lovely dog. You know what I mean? Just sitting there, mum's a bit high, my budget, but I'm just telling you. She's definitely done like the sweetheart at the top of the stairs, that's for sure. But she is absolutely gorgeous. Who's that? Wait a minute.
It's chaos.
That's awesome.
It keeps going.
Zach.
The dog is losing
it. That's awesome.
He has no idea he's still on voicemail.
You forgot he called you.
Who's that?
Who's his voice. Hello. My dad comes up and starts breathing down the phone. Dude, that whole
That's
voice
so
note
funny.
Had me crying this morning because he was like, oh, look, I got this fucking dog and she's wonderful and she's so sweet. And then all of a sudden it turned into, oh, fuck. And she's like, fucking running around. Like, it was like a fucking cartoon. I could just imagine him in a cloud of smoke with his legs coming out of the thing.
Adam, did you understand anything her dad said?
Okay, a few
let's
words.
Try again. Look.
That's it.
Quick little break to shout out the brands that help keep this chaotic circus going. And trust me, you'll want to hear this one. Okay, so I'll translate. I'll put it slower to you.
Hello, Ryan. So now we got the bulldog.
What did he say?
Hello, Raya. We got the bulldog.
Uh-huh.
I like how you have a little accent there.
It's lovely. It really is a lovely dog.
It's lovely. It's really a lovely dog.
You know what I mean? Just sitting there.
What?
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
I'm just a bit high, but I'm just...
She's a bit hyper, but she's all right.
Okay.
She definitely doesn't like the suit of armor at the top of the stairs.
Something at the top of the stairs.
She definitely doesn't like the suit of armor at the top of the stairs.
As one has.
My mum finds the most random shit, dude.
For sure. But she's absolutely gorgeous.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, Grant. One minute.
One minute.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. You know, a lot of people cannot understand my dad.
I couldn't.
British people. You know this. You have kids, right?
Yeah, 4 of them.
Right, I know. Yeah, you breed. We all know that.
And counting.
And you know how, like, when they're a baby, they'll make noises or they'll say certain words and, like, no one else can understand it, but you can. You're like, oh, she wants her bottle.
Right.
Oh, she wants her toy. And you're just like, how the fuck? How do you know that? Mm-hmm. That's like my dad.
Right.
Right? He makes noises.
And you just know what they are.
And I just know exactly what they are. Yeah. So, like, I have to translate for him all the time. But it's harder for Americans to understand him. And he tries to slow his, you know, he tries to slow it down for people, but he's just like very Cockney too.
Right.
So a lot of the time he speaks in Cockney rhyming slang. So even though he's speaking slower, he thinks people can understand what you're saying. And you're like, Dad, you're speaking a whole different language right now. But I can understand it. So that's why translator. I have to translate. Yeah, huh?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you did a good job though.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll have to get another voice note where he's like.
Yeah.
So are English Bulldogs as popular? Are they more popular in England?
Yeah, there's a lot of English Bulldogs. My sister's one, unfortunately, just passed away, but she had Millie, who is a really cute Bulldog. I mean, it's a British Bulldog. They're British dogs. Like, they're obviously harder to come by. Like, this, my dad's dog, he got for free now. But they're fucking expensive. It was like £4,000.
I just think
it's like $5,000.
What's the dog out here that everybody like a French bulldog or like French. You know how everyone goes crazy for those? But like you,
golden retrievers out here.
But like you gave American us dog. An English bulldog.
I did that my give dad you. Has. Rockito.
Yeah, Rockito, but he's obsessed. But I was just curious because like obviously I don't know anything about England, so I was like, oh, yeah. English bulldog, is that like a popular thing there?
There was a wrestler called the British Bulldog, and he would walk out with a bulldog.
That's so cute.
It's very cute.
You should walk out with Ozzy.
He hates everybody.
Yeah,
he would just poop on the runway.
Cool. That would be cool to walk out with him, but he'd be like, fucking shit. Everyone just thinks you're like,
fucking
shit
he in your definitely, pants. Yeah. He definitely shit his pants.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of British Bulldogs around, or just Bulldogs.
Speaking of wrestling.
Lobster could do it.
Speaking of wrestling, well, we'll come back. This is adjacent.
Yeah.
Can we quickly touch on the Jake Paul situation that happened the other day?
It's not wrestling, but
with the boxing.
I know. Well, Jason, I come back to wrestling because I want to hear more about it. But
dude, his jaw is fucked.
Yeah,
I saw like the video where he opened his mouth smiling, and like it's fucking insane.
Ugh. I'm not a
fan. Well, it's also a British boxer that he went against, Anthony Joshua.
I mean,
right? Anthony
Joshua. Dude's jacked.
Oh my god! I mean, it's like night and day, isn't it? Yeah. Like this guy is a fucking.
He's like 6'4", 245 pound, heavyweight champion.
Yeah,
And then I'm not going to say Jake Paul was terrible, but it definitely like looked like...
He looked out of his depth.
It looked like how much money would you take to get knocked out by a heavyweight boxer?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
It's like he asked someone in the crowd to come in the ring with them to try and go for a round.
And the whole part of the thing was like, I feel like Jake Paul, he ultimately would have won. I think the way it played out was kind of like predictable. Mm-hmm. But if he had gone the entire 8 rounds, he would have been immortalized. Like people would be like, damn, think about this. Like you're learning how to box. He puts a lot of effort and a lot of time.
Yeah.
So like he's a professional boxer at this point, but like, it's so crazy that he just went up against a professional boxer and went 6 rounds.
Good for him, dude.
Do you think the Tyson fight was staged?
Yeah, I think so.
So I don't know if they're necessarily like staged in that sense. I think like, even talking about the Anthony Joshua fight, like I do agree, like they probably said like, hey, don't come out and try to knock me the fuck out in round one. Like this is a big deal.
Give the people
There's
something.
A lot of money on the table here. So yeah, give the people what they want a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think like even Anthony Joshua said like, I'm going to knock him out in round 4 through 6. And you really saw round 6 where he's like, I'm going to fucking knock him out.
Yeah. Okay. He didn't even look like he was fucking sweating,
smiling.
Dude.
He smiled right before he did it. Did
you see
that? Yeah. I had heard that people were betting on Jake because of the Tyson situation where they like were originally betting against Jake. Because they're like, Tyson's going to knock him
out. You're talking about Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then obviously he beat Tyson.
Mike Tyson was an exhibition, though.
That was so weird.
It was awkward.
Weird. When he was on camera and he turned around and his whole ass was out.
That was on like a real fight.
I forgot about that.
Well, so exactly.
I forgot about that.
But I think that's why people were betting on it. They were like, is this staged? Like, is Jake going to beat Anthony? Yeah. Or
so the question is, how much money would it take for you to get knocked the fuck out by a heavyweight champion?
Me?
Yeah.
Man, it'd be one fucking hit. I'd be done.
Yeah, I would have to be a good amount.
How much money would it take for you to do that?
To get your jaw broken.
50 million.
Million?
So he made about 100 million. So.
Dude, I would do maybe 1 or 2 million to get knocked down.
What's even
Amanda Nunes, kick my ass for some money, dude. I'm good with that.
Set it up.
You would probably know, more about this, but like, what's even crazier is like the landscape of like, it's MVP is like his promotion. So like, you have to imagine how much money he got just from Netflix teaming up with them for the show.
Oh, right.
And this kid's a YouTuber. Yeah. And like, just to see like, dude, when we were watching it, I was like, this might as well be like the production of like the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was incredible. It looked like a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like the 3D imaging on Netflix, like anybody could tune in and watch it. Like,
it was great.
It was insane.
I'm not a fan of Jake Paul, so it felt good, I think, for a lot of people just to see him get his ass beat.
I think he's a great businessman, though. I will say that.
He's a villain, and he owns it. You know?
I think they're both extremely good businessmen, whether you love them or hate them, because everyone's tuning in to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted. You know, but where does he go from there? Because the whole thing was the chase for him to get knocked out. Like, can he sell another fight now? Yeah.
Now he's already been knocked out. So essentially what he's doing is like, and what's even crazier about that is now Anthony Joshua is now going after Tyson Fury.
Mm.
And that I think was predetermined too, because before this fight happened, Anthony Joshua was like, said, I'll kill him. And then Tyson Fury's like, well, he's not a real boxer. That's insane that you would even try to kill somebody.
Yeah.
How about you fight a real boxer? So now there's this like leverage goal where now like this Anthony Joshua's next fight, everyone's going to tune in. And he lost his last fight.
Yeah.
So he was already like, hey, I need an upper. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty crazy, dude. Like, the whole machine is like, I think there's more. I think there's more juice.
There is. You got to have some kind of theatrics, right?
Because and anybody has a fighter's chance. Like, if he did, he really clipped him a few times. And, like, let's say, David beats Goliath. Like, dude, you're immortalized. Like,
100%.
You'll never have to fight again. You could go out on top.
And this helped Anthony, too.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
It helped him big time.
His next fight, everybody's going to watch.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Joey, did you watch this fight from the bathtub?
No. I went over a friend's house, but... Good call.
I watched mine in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
No. I just watched it on my couch.
So since you were in Mexico the last week, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I would be remiss if we didn't go back to this. We did not talk about John Cena's last
match. Yeah, I was in Midland, Texas, and there was a few of us. Gil, my booking agent, Cross and Scarlett, the wrestlers, and Joel David Moore, which is the actor from like Dodgeball and Avatar and stuff like that. He's super nice. And then there was a couple of booking agents or whatever that came along.
Like a watch party?
Yeah. So one of the hotels was like, they set up in like a conference room, a projector and everything like that. And we all watched it. And it was so like, John Cena, just, he's one of the best is the best storyteller, I think, in wrestling. I think his psychology and everything is so fucking good. And I already went in there with the mindset that he was going to lose anyway.
Can we talk about this really quick? There's this like, what is it? Like, code of ethics with wrestling. And you've kind of told us this before, that like, when a legend dies, they always try to like
pass the next guy over. Yeah.
Fuck the code.
Yeah.
Like, John Cena was like the perfect poster child for the last, like, after the aggressions era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about this dude. Like, he's never missed a job. He's always showed up. He's always delivered. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just thought it was a letdown. Like,
you thought, like, him tapping out was a letdown to you?
Give me some context.
So, at the end of the match, John has this moniker where he's like, never give up, right? Mm-hmm. And then the very last match, he taps out. And he's doing it with a kind of smile on his face. It's like
poetic.
It's like poetic. Yes. It's a poetic kind of thing. I understand. A lot of people are mad about it. And I understand where John is, because I think he went on a podcast afterwards and was just like, you know, I did try until the bitter end kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm going out with my pride or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was really well done. Of course, I was like, it felt like deflated when he lost, even though I, like, in my head, I knew that, you know, he was probably going to pass the torch to Gunther.
Right?
Yeah. And honestly, with Gunther, he made him into like this fucking like legend killing monster, right? Because afterwards, I don't know if you saw a clip of it, but Gunther was leaving the arena and going to the bus and he was getting swarmed by angry fans.
Right.
Gunther, there's not real heels like that anymore. Like there is heels, but with that nuclear heat like that, they were ready to fucking take his head off.
I just Gunther killed beat him.
Gunther beat John Cena. Okay, yeah. And I met Gunther back when I was like 14 on the Independence, you know, back in the day.
And he's incredible.
He's incredible. He is good. And I thought the match was good. The storytelling was really good. And it was just sad though. I was really sad to see John leave.
So you might know this better, right? But this is the first time that I had ever seen it done where like there's an actual whole year built out campaign around a wrestler who's about to end his career. Has that ever happened before?
Not to my knowledge.
Like, I mean, like literally from what, Mania to like now, like he's been on this sort of retirement run.
Yeah,
and retirement everyone tour. Knows the last match is going to be in December of this year that we just saw. But it's like, that was crazy that you built this whole arc of him about to make his last match. And then I just thought it was so cheap. Like the man who, because you got to think about how much money's behind this guy.
Yeah.
And like how much kids believe. I mean, this guy's done so much for everybody, but like it means everything to kids.
Yeah.
And your motto is never give up. And like to literally tap.
Yeah.
And not to go out on your shield.
Mm-hmm.
And then to just kind of like, you could tell it was like, I get the poetry part and I get like, essentially, he just turned himself into a meme because there's that like meme where he's right about to like tap.
Yeah,
you can see this moment of like peace and being like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm happy with my, and I don't think he's the type of guy, and this is just my opinion, is the type of guy who would like go against company policy. Like, I don't think he would have pitched the boardroom and been like, fuck that idea.
Yeah.
I need to go out on top. Mm-hmm. I think whatever they came up with, he was going to say like, yeah, I'm a business guy.
Right. 100%.
He's a company man.
So. Yeah. A company guy. And just the crowd afterwards, like even I felt it and I wasn't in the crowd, but just watching, you're like, oh my God, he gave up.
Yeah.
He gave up.
I don't even think it's like the loss that has people like they can't come to terms with. I think it's the tap is really what pulling at people.
Well, a lot of people have been mad kind of about his retirement tour, like when he had to turn heel for a second and stuff. And I'm like, when I saw he turned heel, I was like, cool, dude. Yeah. Like you just
loved it.
I did, because he's never been a heel. Like he's always been a babyface.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, if you're going to go out, at least do something outside your comfort zone and have fun with it. Yeah. And then ultimately he went back to being a babyface again. But people are mad about it. And I'm like, dude, let him have some fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he wants to be a heel for a second. Yeah. It didn't obviously affect his merch or anything like that. It doesn't affect anything.
Yeah.
And I thought he did it really well. And I thought coming back into being a babyface again was really well. But you're not going to please everybody. And that's just the fucking nature of the beast. Yeah. But
I just don't think it like made or broke Gunther.
Yeah.
And I just think you, at this point, with the level of talent that he was, you really should have given the people what they fucking wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You should have had him win. Mm-hmm. You should have had Gunther then say, like, fuck, after the win, like, fuck you, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have CM Punk, you have Rhodes come in and kind of like help him out and then bring everyone in and lift him up, because it was just weird to go from the loss to then the whole company coming out, giving him his flowers, putting the shoes down, putting the fucking pads down.
Yeah, the fans were not happy though.
And it was just
they were
like,
booing the place down. God. Like afterwards, I was like, oh my God. It was, hey, and I'm like, if that's the way Cena wanted to go out,
I just think he deserved better.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying.
But like, how old is he?
Cena?
Yeah.
Isn't he 40?
Is he like the oldest one?
No.
No.
That would be
the biggest.
I'm watching it now. I'm watching the match now.
Girl, you can fast forward maybe towards the end and you'll see the finish that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It was like, I was glued to my screen though, because everyone was. This is John Cena, dude, and it's his last match ever.
So let's talk about legends who
do you think he's going to come out of retirement?
No, he's done.
I mean, maybe eventually he might do something down the road, but like being a wrestler for so long, it does fuck up your body, and he has a whole career, dude. He's a movie star.
Right.
You know, a TV star. Like he doesn't need to wrestle again if he doesn't want to.
But maybe Joey's not seeing the forest through the trees here. And that this ending is not the real ending.
No, see, I would agree with you there, except the entire company came out and gave him his flowers.
Yeah.
They all came out and said, like, this is your goodbye. And they're not going to do that. And then him, like, cheap shot out it. Unless, like I said, like unless the next Monday night Triple H comes out and says he was never a company man. I think like Errol Hawani did like a really good take on this. If they would have done that though. Pitch, then it would have been like
his story that you posted afterwards. He was like, "Stop crying, motherfuckers! I'm not dead."
Yeah, no, that's good.
I thought that was hilarious, dude. He's so funny. The things that you post on Instagram is really random.
But like, what other legends like got to go out on top? Like Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I think Undertaker got to end his career on Ohio.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I mean, Undertaker, I don't know if he's still like in the company, yeah. You know what I mean? Where Cena is literally like leaving completely.
I think Lita got a win on her ending.
Yeah, like
not many.
Not many. Usually it is kind of like the passing of the torch thing, and that's okay. But like for example, one of my favorite matches was Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, and it was Ric Flair's retirement match. And he lost to Shawn Michaels. And it was just like, that was very poetic and it was emotional. And like, you know, Shawn Michaels does this thing called Sweet Chin Music. It's just super kick.
He doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. And he was just like, I'm sorry. I love you. And then he kicks him and pins him and then hugs him afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are genius.
But that's the way
that was beautifully done. That was definitely beautifully done. I don't think anyone's going to be happy or whatever because it's sad to see John leave. You know what I mean? Like he was
kids like the moment.
That's
the problem is because as soon as it happened, I just got like inundated with like all these kids' reactions on like Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, they were pissed.
Just taking their wristbands off and like for a guy who says like never give up. It was like, come on, dude.
It was sad. Liking the show? Prove it. Drop a comment below with hashtag rule breakers so we know you're part of the chaos. Bonus points if it's unhinged, but behave yourselves. All right, back to the episode. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think?
Well, how are your emotions?
Yeah.
You know, I...
You're just not a big wrestling guy, right? So you're just like... Okay. But from a storytelling, fine.
Nice, Adam. You're really giving us a lot here.
No. I mean, he's obviously a legend. He's someone who's broken through...
Yeah.
Who... To become a recognizable name to someone who isn't into wrestling, he's obviously done a really good job of that. And so I didn't realize that he'd gone back to WWE and was wrestling again. And I can see your point, Joey. I can see why that is disappointing. Like you're selling your whole MO is never give up. So when you do, it's kind of a bummer. But at the same time, like what, I
just think Gunther could have taken the loss and it wouldn't have affected his career either way.
Yeah.
But I think
John created a monster heel now.
Right.
Like that guy everyone is fucking
very because he comes on the mic and now he's like, I killed your hero.
Yeah exactly. Like, what are you gonna do? It's like a ending of a superhero movie where the fucking when Thanos just snapped
like,
in half.
Now who's gonna like vindicate him? Like who's gonna take the throne to be like, you killed our guy? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the fun of it now. There's a lot of opportunity for people. Unwritten? I don't know where it's gonna go from here. It would be me.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you think Gunther should have been his last match?
I don't know.
If you could have wrote the script.
You know.
Who would you have liked to see him go out with?
I would love to have seen him, at least, I don't know if it would be the final match, but I would love to have seen him in a match with Kurt Angle because Kurt Angle.
Damn, that's old school.
Yeah, John Cena, and that was his debut against Kurt Angle. You know, open challenge or whatever. Fuck, I can't remember how.
I think he subbed him.
Yeah. But that
would
be
crazy full circle.
That was like that was the beginning of his career right there. And then to like end it like that too would be really special. But
that would have been cool.
Yeah. But I was like, this is the way it's meant to be. And that's okay. I just like where it can go from here. John Cena has a door that's open at this point. Cause like, is he ever going to come back and be like, Gunther, motherfucker. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It could be a potential of that. I don't think it's going to happen, but there is a door. There is a moment in time that could potentially happen. But I just love that now we have a monster heel. Like it feels like the 80s and 90s in a way where, you know, a heel can walk down the street and people are fucking like smoke are coming out of their ears, frothing at the mouth. Yeah. Like something King special Slayer. Happened for Gunther right there. It was just crazy. And like, dear.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot.
That's the code. You always put the next guy over.
Yeah.
But it's like, are we at a point in history now where it's like, the fucking landscape's changed so much. It has. This guy's done so much for the company, more than anybody has done. Mm-hmm. And it's like, give the people.
I think it's unexpected too. You know what I mean?
I'm not angry,
has a
dude.
Lot of emotion.
It's like an unexpected thing too. So like the crowd of like, think, oh, he's gonna win. This is his last match. He has to win. Right.
There's no way.
And then to see him tap, which is not something that he usually does, you know? And it's the unexpected.
So you didn't hate just it. Like,
I didn't hate it, but I understand why people didn't like it.
Okay.
But I wasn't mad at it.
So let me ask a different question then.
Yeah.
This kind of touches on the Jake Paul aspect of things too. Were people able to bet on that match?
No, I don't think you can bet.
I think there is betting in wrestling now. I'm pretty sure there is.
We're asking because if you can, like, do you think because of the legality of online gambling?
Yeah, because
then
it's like,
no, I talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
There has to be.
This is conspiracy theory. Okay. Of like, cool, now we're down this pipeline of like, we think he's going to win. Is this a way for the house to always profit and make more money?
Yeah, I don't think it's from a betting standpoint because that just
much red tape.
Yeah.
And DraftKings.
Yeah, it will be specific.
Well, sports.
Yeah, specific sports books will let you do certain things. That's kind of like the how long will it take her to sing the national anthem, or like will the Gatorade be blue or red? Like, you've been able to do that, and that information is like locked in. You know what I'm saying? That it's not like a secret, somebody knows that.
Right.
But as far as like how to end it, I'm not sure if you could like bet if he wins or not wins, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, cool. I'm not sure on that either. But
I just don't trust anything.
I know, it's hard to trust things these days, dude. We live in a world where you can't trust a goddamn fucking thing.
Especially not Joey.
Yeah, we're actually going to be coming to the end of this particular episode.
Do we touch all of our buckets?
Oh, I got some buckets to touch.
Joey's got some buckets.
Yeah, but we can do that in the next episode.
Yeah.
It's your bucket.
I feel like, I just feel like this John Cena thing especially is a big talking point.
Yeah.
But you maybe still have to open your gift.
I know, that's the thing. That's
let's
why
do
I want to.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
All right, you guys, you've got to the end of this episode right now. So if you're still here, it is time for our Secret Santa openings. Raquel doesn't have her gift because Heather didn't come to work today. So, all right, who do we start with? Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
The star. And just to remind everybody, you got yourself the gift. So
I did.
You know what
this is. From me.
Watch the confessional to see how it happens.
Yeah,
oh my God. What could I have got myself?
Last week.
Maybe on Patreon, I'll put the pre-confessional of the Secret Santa pulling to the post. Why are you having a hard time opening that? You wrapped it.
All right. What did I get myself? Oh, my God.
Is it what you always want?
Money.
You gave your...
Hey, it's the gift that keeps
you. Money.
Wait.
I do want to do something special with this money, though, you guys, for Christmas.
Does it do another Secret Santa and pull my name?
No, I want to do something special where I give this away to some of Rule Breakers viewers.
Some of the Patreons.
So my gift to myself is money, but also wanting to pay it forward.
Yeah,
pay it forward.
Yes. So, okay. How much do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. $1,000. How should we disperse of this for our...
Oh, man.
Maybe. I'll tell you what. I'm going to pick, let's say, two of you. You get 500 each, two of you. Right?
Solid.
You just make sure that you are following us on every single platform and you're within the Patreon community, and I will pick two of you at random to have one of these.
Nice. We'll do a Patreon post so they'll know and they'll drop a comment, and then we'll make sure you're following the socials.
$500 for two people. I feel like that's a nice start to the new year.
It's a great pretty start.
Good. That's amazing.
All right. So you make sure that
wait,
you follow.
Wait, are we sure Adam's not Neil?
So if you have to follow our Instagram, TikTok, you have YouTube. To follow us on YouTube, and you have to be part of the Patreon community, you guys. All right. So make sure you're doing all that, and I'll do more of these this year. I'll do some more money giveaways this year, but just make sure you're following, subscribing, and
Adam's over there making bot accounts.
$500 online.
$500 each for two lucky people.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. There we go. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Raquel, do you want to just open Heather's?
Let me just show you guys when I got Heather, and then by the time...
She doesn't watch the show.
Yeah. I don't know if Heather watches it, actually.
She watches it in person.
She watches it in person.
But either way, I think I would have given it to her by the time you guys will see it. So,
baby.
Yeah, what do we got?
So beautiful.
I got Roxy. Here you go.
Yes, for me.
All right, for Heather, I got her a K-pop Demon Hunter little figure blind box.
Blind box.
Cute. Does she like me?
You wouldn't know.
We are obsessed with K-pop Demon
Mikey,
Hunters.
Mikey, just go ahead and fast forward through this part.
No. Yes.
Yeah, everything she's talking about. Yeah. Roxy's like,
all right.
Heather, hope you like it.
That's really sweet, Raquel. How sweet is that, Heather? Nice. There you go. I know you're not watching this right now. But it'll be under my tree for when you come to work. All right.
All right, who's going first?
All right.
Adam, you want to come up and give him your gift?
Yeah, I can give him the gift.
Why do you have to give me your gift? Isn't it on the table?
Go on, pick up your gifts, you guys.
Let's do Joey's first, then I'll get mine.
All right.
I think he should open ours first.
Why?
Because I think you should just open ours first. I feel like this is probably a better gift. Not to say mine's not incredible.
Open it. Come
let's
on.
Let's give Adam his gift first. All right, look at the wrapping.
All right.
Look at the time it took me to wrap this.
Mikey, can we get a drum roll, please?
This is nice wrapping.
I'm very excited for you, Adam. I was very excited to pull your name in the hat. Mm-hmm. I was excited to put our differences aside during this holiday season.
Me too, Joey.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know, Joey.
What if it's just a box?
Probably is.
It was just a display. So...
Ooh. Is it just trash?
Yep. Do you know what you're looking
There's
at right there?
There's a little
there?
Pull tab.
Pull the tab.
What? Kiss her?
It says lizard.
Lizard?
So I don't think you are grasping what you're seeing.
I'm not.
So this is like the quintessential hardest thing to obtain on TikTok shop right now.
Really?
So this is like the Turbo Man action figure of 1990s.
What?
Yes. These are impossible to find. I went great this is lengths. So random.
But very sweet.
Well, thank you, Joey.
Hit it a few more times.
Yeah, give
it
a couple
taps. Give
the
people what they want.
Give me that John Cena ending we all wanted.
All right, Joseph, your turn.
Also,
please,
I
need to pee so bad.
Thank you, Joey.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Don't re-gift that either.
I'm not going to re-gift it.
That's a collector's.
Put it on your keys.
You can't re-gift this because this was also very difficult to get.
Why was it in such a big box? But,
because
put it
these
on
were
your
sold
keys.
Out, Joey.
What is this?
They were sold out. Flip it over.
That is so funny.
Open them up.
Oh my god.
Wait, there's a party pack here.
Open them up, Joey.
I feel like we got
Are they the
for everybody.
Fuzzy ones?
No, this is just for you.
What did we get, Roxy?
Oh my god.
We should have ended the season with
this. No, wrong, Joey.
Joey.
So this is the Yeti pair?
Oh my god.
Dang, dude, these must be for you, Adam.
Oh my
he took
god.
A lot of time into that.
That's hilarious. Oh my god.
Yep, the Silver Fox edition.
Skims.
Hey, this is the Pantone color of the new year.
Yep.
How'd you know?
There you go.
This is so funny, Adam. That's you should have ended the year with this.
There you go, well, you guys.
Yes.
So if you stayed to the end of the episode, you know that they can't just be fucking serious to save their lives.
That's incredible.
But thank you guys for tuning into this episode. He's still going. There's a lot in there. He put his heart and soul into these things.
Yeah, I only needed
They're
one
amazing.
Pair, dude.
I'm
well, now
obsessed.
You got four pairs.
All right.
You know I'm going to wear these when you take us camping. They're going to say, look at that Bigfoot.
All right, you guys, we've got so much left to talk about, so make sure you tune in for the next episode. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year to everybody. And we will see you next week.
Next week.
Hell yeah. Make sure to subscribe.
Do it all.
Do it all, dude. And two of you will win $500.
And maybe an extra pair of these. I might throw these in.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you'll get one of these, one pair.
Thanks for watching, you guys. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for listening. Thanks for just sitting there and dealing with us ranting and raving. I hope you had a good time. If you like the episode and you like what we're doing, make sure you subscribe to this YouTube right here. All right, you guys. And if you like this episode in particular of all the hot topics, there is a playlist down below. And there's more, baby. If you want to be a part of the inner circle, make sure you go to patreon.com/Soraya for all things fun and behind the scenes and cute pictures. And there's a lot going on over there, you guys. So make sure you tune in. And while I'm saying that, let's give a special shout out to the people that are already in the inner circle. Let's roll the credits, baby. And also, special shout out to our MVP at the Inner Circle, Real Rampager. Thanks, baby. Thanks for being here.
What is up, Rule Breakers? Joey here. Just going over the Secret Santa episode that we just did. So yeah, went around the room. A couple weeks ago, me and Adam got each other in the Secret Santa. I knew it would be going down. I will have to give this one to Adam. So yeah, he got my gift. I'm sure you can hear Ozzy barking in the background because he hates Adam so much. But yeah, got this little guy. Told him it was the hardest thing to get on TikTok shop right now. We hit him with the alpha gen words. He didn't know any of them. He's just not connected to the youth these days. He thinks this is the most trending topic toy to get right now for Christmas. It's not. I bought this at the gas station because that's how much I care about it. And it reminds me of Adam. Little annoying. I don't know. But he, let's unpack what he brought today. He got me the men's boxer Skims. We did an episode a couple weeks ago with Ariel Racine about Kim Kardashian selling the women thong version of these things. And ever since that episode, he's been gleaming, saying he's had a great gift for me for this holiday season. And I just, you know what, this week, I'll give Adam his flowers. Well done, Adam. You win this round. I'll see you in the next one.
You know, I went out on my way to get something really nice for Joey, and I thought the men's Skims were really nice. It's a cool gift. Right here. I think he's already held them up too, but I mean, that's cool. Little exterior bush, why not? And what do you... Alright, at first I was like, what the fuck is this thing? It's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. Also, I'm pretty sure Joey farted in here. It stinks. Ugh.
I don't know who was just in here, but whew. Anyway, so I got Heather for Secret Santa and I got her a gift, but she's not here. So I don't know what I got, but I got her a K-pop Demon Hunter blind box and it's really cute. And the Feliz Navidad.
Hi, you guys. Happy New Year. So I got the gift for myself, and I thought best case scenario to do that is to give it away. So as you know, two people, $500. I'm going to pick at random, but just make sure that you obviously follow everything and be subscribed to everything, including the Patreon, patreon.com/Soraya. Anyway, I love that Joey and Adam are just getting along so well now. It's like New Year. There's like a nice harmony to the crew now. That's really, really lovely. So big fan of that. Good job, boys. Good job. Ozzy still hates Adam though, unfortunately. And Raquel still talk about BTS and Heather's Heather, you know? So anyway, Happy New Year, guys. Let's go into season 2, baby.